Track 4, shock at preschool's sudden closure. A preschool in Lusley has closed suddenly following safeguarding concerns. Orchard Preschool, which was based in the village hall, is now permanently closed after concerns were raised with Ofsted. There are claims that a previous employee is being investigated. Inspectors carried out a regulatory visit on June the 2nd and in a report said, "We found the provider was not meeting requirements relating to safeguarding policies and procedures, whistleblowing, concerns about children's safety and welfare, suitable people, supervision of staff and information and record keeping." On the 8th of June 2026, the provider notified us of their intention to resign their registration. At that time, they remained suspended. We subsequently accepted their resignation and they are no longer a registered childcare provider. At the end of May, Orchard Preschool had informed Ofsted about matters relating to safeguarding policies and procedures and suitable people. Further information was received by Ofsted the following day when the registration was suspended because Ofsted believed children could have been at risk of harm. Parents say they were told just as the preschool closed, but added it was a popular provision for children locally. A previous Ofsted inspection in 2022 rated the preschool as outstanding, saying the quality of teaching, learning and assessment was outstanding, and that the children in its care made outstanding progress in their development. The village hall base provided children with dedicated play space, and in the community orchard next door, there was a custom-built, secure nature garden. The Mid Devon advertiser has contacted the preschool.
Scared woman left a prisoner in her home. A vulnerable woman who was left feeling suicidal and scared to leave her Newton Abbot home after being terrorised by a neighbour's relentless antisocial behaviour is now recovering from her ordeal thanks to a specialist charity. Disability Together offers advice, advocacy and inclusive activities to disabled people. Imogen, not her real name, was traumatised when the neighbour made her life and other residents a misery in a block of housing association flats. The 36-year-old recalled it began with shouting day and night, progressing to front doors vandalised and physical attacks. Residents feared for their safety after the nuisance neighbour made malicious allegations about them on social media. Imogen said she would kick our front doors or hit them with a baseball bat, and one time she threw gloss paint at me for no reason and shouted abuse. I was a prisoner in my own home and too scared to go out in case I saw her. I had to have carers stay with me at night because I was frightened, and my support worker had to come with a colleague for their own safety. They helped me to get a doorbell camera, which was used to capture evidence. Imogen's ordeal lasted for a year, during which the offender, who has mental health difficulties, spent time in prison for the offences and was eventually evicted. She now lives in a different county and a court order forbids her from having contact with the residents of the flats. Imogen said it was such a relief when she left. I was really petrified about her coming back. Imogen's doctor signposted her to a disability team in Newton Abbot, who put her in touch with Disability Together. She continued to receive in-house counselling. Imogen said, "I was anxious and having nightmares, thinking about what had happened constantly. But the counselling has taught me how to do something active when that happens, and I feel so much better. Disability Together has made a big difference to my life." Disability Together provides information, advice, well-being support for disabled, deaf people and people with long-term health conditions. Its support includes accessible counselling, peer support and opportunities to meet new people. The service recognises disabled victims can face additional barriers to reporting crime, accessing support and recovering from trauma. The charity receives funding from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner.
Town Council recognised for high standards. Newton Abbot Town Council has been ranked amongst the very best in England after being awarded a silver in the National Association of Local Councils, NALC, Local Council Award Scheme. with more than 10,000 parish and town councils across the country, and only a few hundred having achieved the same level of expertise, the result places Newton Abbot in the top 5%. The scheme promotes high standards by demanding evidence of excellence in governance, community engagement, service delivery, and continuing improvement. NALC only recently introduced the bronze, silver and gold system, with Newton Abbot opting to apply for both of the first two tiers at its first attempt. On announcing the award, NALC Chairman Ian Hamilton said, "Receiving the silver award is an excellent achievement. Furthermore, this award shows your council has gone above and beyond the legal obligations. You lead your community and continuously seek opportunities to improve and develop even further. Therefore, the council is to be congratulated immensely." Town clerk Phil Rowe was thrilled with the result and said, "The council is delighted and honoured. It is a wonderful recognition of the effort and pride the council puts into our community, along with a testament to the great endeavours of all its staff. We will start working towards achieving gold immediately. To achieve the top ranking, Mr. Rowe and his team must demonstrate they operate at what NALC describes as the pinnacle of best practice, not only providing exemplary leadership for their communities, but also fostering unity and exhibiting outstanding business planning processes, ensuring optimum value for money." Mayor Councillor Louise Cook said, "It gives me great pleasure to congratulate all our staff on attaining the Silver Award. The councillors and myself, as the Mayor, recognise the excellent work that is done in ensuring the town becomes a destination to enjoy."
First Dates star Fred visits Newton Abbot. First Dates TV star Fred Sirius has been filming in Newton Abbot for the next series of his show, Helping Rescue Hospitality Businesses. Fred, who came to fame as the maitre d' in The Dating Show, has been spotted at various fees, is years ago in refurbishing Fred's Hotel Fixers, sees him and a team of hospitality experts help to revive struggling venues, ranging from failing guest houses and B&Bs to glamping sites, by helping them boost revenue and improve guest experience. On his social media, Fred posted photos of his latest Keep Fit routine using a keg. He said, "Devon's got me feeling strong. When someone says there's fresh cider in the orchard, this is my reaction. No gym needed when you've got kegs to lift." Fred and the film crew have been in the historic E Street Bar finding out about the plans for its upgrade. A spokesperson for the bar said, "It was great to meet with Fred. We had a very constructive conversation about the plans for the cider bar. It's reassuring to hear more about the vision, and we're looking forward to positive developments that respect this historic landmark." Julian Marsh, owner of the bar, added, "It's currently closed for some essential works and a refurb, but should be reopened soon." Fred also popped into the social bar and kitchen for lunch, where he posed for photographs, as well as filming at the Woolborough.